It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. The Coffee Black Show.
What's up, people? Welcome back to the Coffee Black Show. This is your host, REGGIE, and I be on this MIC. How is everybody doing? Is everybody doing all right? Is everybody doing A-okay? It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon here in Southeast Georgia. A little muggy. The clouds are starting to roll in. There's a slight breeze. You know, it's like 87, 88 degrees. Slight chance of late evening thunder showers. I'm sitting out on the front porch checking out the yard and everything, and I've noticed there's an abundance of lizards. I haven't seen this many lizards in years. Besides frogs and toads, I think lizards are my favorite animals. I love frogs and I love toads. Call me weird, call me strange, but I love them, man. But after that, it has to be lizards, man. I love lizards. I've seen an abundance of them this year. Not like in years past. I mean, you would see a lot, but not as many as I've been seeing these past few days. Like, I was over at my brother's house the other day, and we were out in the yard and sitting out talking, and little time that I sat there talking to my brother, I seen at least 10 lizards, adults and babies. I mean, wow. But yeah, it's been a relatively mild summer, you know? I mean, we're in dog days now, but it's doesn't seem like it because it's not as hot as it usually is. Usually we're busting up like 110, you know, 109, 105, 104 with the humidity and everything. Man, but it's been relatively nice this summer. But I'm going to tell you something that has not been nice this summer. It is riding my Justin Bolt Pro. No, I'm just kidding. Let me tell you. I got a cool little part-time job, and it's like a mile away from my house. And riding the Justin Bolt Pro to and from work is cool. You know? It's cool. I don't have to worry about car insurance, you know? That can get kind of pricey. Because I don't have a car. I don't have to worry about gas, you know. It's pricey, you know. Don't have to worry about getting my license because they're pricey also, even though I have my license. And they should last me for the next 7 years. So that'll be, I paid, $45 for them, whatever. It's good. But, I will be getting my motorcycle endorsement soon. Hopefully. But then again, I might just stay on the route that I'm on. I don't even want a car anymore. I don't. The only thing that's piquing my interest, if I decide to get another vehicle, another automobile, will be the Ford Lightning F-150 truck, the all-electric. If I don't get that, I'm thinking about a Tesla. Not the truck, just the car. And if I'm not getting, if I don't get a Tesla, I will probably get the Kia Soul EV, which is total electric. You know, I'm seriously thinking about going total electric. And if the next petroleum vehicle that I get will be my Can-Am Ryker, and I'm looking at the Can-Am Spider F3. Other than that, I don't want another gas vehicle. I truly don't. You know? Especially, I thought my electric bill was going to be like boohoo crazy with the with my Jetson Bolt Pro, because I charge it. I ride it every day, guys. I ride it every day. Except for when it's raining. But other than that, I ride it every day. I charge it every day. I thought my electric bill was going to be like boohoo crazy. No, man. Matter of fact, my electric bill is lower than what it normally is, which is cool, because I was like, all right, since I have this electric bike and I charge it every day, let me unplug some things, like television, because I don't watch television anymore, people. Nope, I don't. Only thing I watch is YouTube, which is cool. And maybe a couple of streaming shows on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO Max. You know, streaming show. Other than that, I do not watch television. I don't care to watch anything on television. If I'm not on my phone, I'm on my laptop. And what I'm doing on my laptop is really playing video games, like video games that are on Steam that I don't want to go on Steam to play. I still have the disc. Speaking of, I have a game that I used to love to play. I can't play it anymore, and the reason why I can't play it anymore, it is asking for a code. I don't have the code. I don't have the code was on the back of the disc cover. I don't have that cover anymore. It's been years. I don't know where it's gone. I have it no more. So it asks for a code in order to play the game. I can't play the game. So what do I do? I miss playing this game. What do I do? But anyway, getting back to the vehicle situation. Yeah, I really don't want to get another gas vehicle. If I do, like I said, it's going to be the F3 Spider or the Can-Am Ryker. I'm looking at the 900 or the Sport. Then again, I'm looking at the 600 too. Oh, you shut up, man. You know my neighbor's dogs, man. That's one reason why I don't come outside and sit on the porch and record my podcast like I used to, or come outside and walk around in a circle on the side of my house like I used to, because of his dogs, man. They get on my freaking nerves. But yeah, so like I said, the only other vehicle, gas vehicle I'm getting, I don't know. I may get a car because I may need one. But seriously, though, around town, getting around town, electric bike is cool, because it only takes, check this out. If I jump on my bike, leave my house, go to the south end of town and go all the way to the north end of town, it'll take me about 35, 40 minutes. Yeah, from my house to the south end of town to the north end of town. I mean, come on. It takes me about 15 minutes from my house to the north end of town, you know, on my electric bike. Come on. And I'm thinking about getting a bigger bike with a bigger engine and a bigger battery, a bigger motor and a bigger battery. You know, so yeah, electric around town is great. You know, the only problem is, like, if I make some big, but if I make big purchases from stores like Target or Walmart or You know, I always got family members that have come over to where I'm at and bring it home for me, or, you know, I can have it delivered. So, you know, really, what do you need a car for? And especially if you live in a big city that has public transportation, what do you need a car for? I was talking to my sister in Atlanta, and we were talking about her grandson, my nephew, and, you know, he's not too enthused to learn how to drive, you know? And I'm like, I don't blame him. If I live in a major metropolitan area and I can get around on public transportation, and then if I can get an electric bike, it's over with. It's done. We're finished. We're through. Car? Who? Please. But yeah, folks, right now, you know, I got to pay the bills, man. Y'all know what time it is. I'm going to take a little break. And when I come back, I got something serious to talk to you guys about, okay? And it's dealing with an issue that I came across the other day, okay? Well, matter of fact, came across yesterday, all right? So hold on. Be right back.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. That's the only flavor that I need on my team.
Hey people, are you looking for more content from the Coffee Black Show? Then head on over to Buy Me a Coffee. There you can find pictures, stories, and much more. So head on over to buymeacoffee.com, and you can also leave a one-time donation there if you like, or a monthly donation. It's up to you. But like I said, if you're looking for more content, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/thecoffeeblackshow. We appreciate it. And keep enjoying the content. Peace, y'all. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Coffee Black Show. This is your host, REGGIE, and I be on this MIC. How is everybody doing? Is everybody doing all right? Is everybody doing okay? Hey, it has been a minute. Yes, it has. It's been a while since I published. Not going to say record, because I'm looking through the archives now, and I've recorded several episodes. I just haven't published them. Why? Well, you know, I started a new gig. And in case you ain't hip to the hip, that is so old school. In case you're not hip to the hip talk, I got a new part-time job, all right? Well, it's full-time. And I am on my feet for basically eight hours straight. When I get home, my body is like, Reg, what are you doing? That's what my body is saying. But yeah. So, you know, with this new gig, with this new job, I gotta tell y'all what happened today, okay? Today is Tuesday, September the 7th. Ooh, dang, my birthday is in a couple of days. Of a few days, yeah. Dang, I'm getting old. Ew. But anyway, so, all right. I got to tell you guys what transpired on my job. Oh, gosh. It is, it's 9:58, almost 10 o'clock. I am sleepy. I need to go to bed, because I got to be up
at work at 8 in the morning.
And y'all know I am not used to that. Let me tell you, for years, look, this past year, 2020, out of the entire year of 2020, I maybe have gotten about 100 hours of sleep. Maybe. I have difficulty sleeping. For one thing, my mind is going a million miles a minute. What I'm saying is I'm usually up all times of night and day, you know. I recently went to the doctor, took a stupid sleep test, and for some reason they can't find the results, you know. I have been taking my CBD gummies before bed, and that has done a trick or two, kind of knocked me out, you know. So funny story. The other night I couldn't sleep. I'm aching, my body's aching. With the chip bone in my ankle is throbbing like crazy, right? Plus I have no arch, so I'm flat footed in my right ankle, in my right foot, and it hurts like crazy. Anyway, so ankle throbbing, can't get to sleep. I take a CBD gummy, and let me tell y'all, man, it's important to read labels. I didn't read the label. Now, I used to get the cherry gummies, and just so happened one day I was looking at the cherry gummies after I bought them and I got them home, and I'm checking out the cherry gummies and I'm looking at them and they're like 15 milligrams. I'm like, okay, that does me right, you know. 15 milligrams does me nice. So I go to the store where I get my gummies from, and they didn't have the cherry ones. I said, you know what, let me try the peach rings. Okay, so I got the peach rings and I'm looking at them. I tried one and whoa, it knocked me the freak out. Like, yo, I've never, yo, what's going on? So I take this gummy, and the next day I'm all groggy and everything. And I'm reading the package, and it's, y'all, check this out. It's 150 milligrams. But check this out, y'all. Before, I was like, I'm thinking, you know, it's the same milligrams as the cherry. You know, so I took two, y'all. I took two. So that's 300 milligrams, man. 300 milligrams of CBD. Yeah, you talking about a brother feeling kind of right. A brother was feeling kind of right. I was glad. I'm glad I was off that day, you know. I was off the next day because they wouldn't have got nothing out of me. I'm serious. That work? What's that? After taking that 300 milligrams of CBD, what's that? What you want me to do? What? You think about asking me to do who? To do huh? No, I'm not. No. So, yeah. Man, you talking about, oh my goodness. I was really groggy. It was hard for me to get going. Like I said, I'm glad I was off. And yeah. That's that Yeah, 300 milligrams bad. Woo! That's a brother, right? And let me. Okay, so that's not the funny story. That's not the funny story. Here's a little chuckle for y'all. All right. Darn, I forgot it. Oh yeah. All right. Here we go. Here's the little chuckle for you. All right. So, a couple of nights later, I can't sleep. Right. Take the CBD gummy. Yeah, the watermelon. Not the watermelon, but the peach ring. The peach ring. And yeah, it does me right. It does me nice. It's 150 milligrams. Man, I took it about 8:15 that evening. I fell asleep about 9 p.m. I woke up, y'all. I was so energetic, so full of spunk, so ready to get this day started, get it going. I'm like, dang, I know it's almost time for me to get up. You know, it's about 5:45, 5:30, somewhere up there, right? That's in my mind, y'all, because I slept good. I roll over and I look at the clock. Yeah, I still have a clock. It's a blue. I ain't getting into that. I'll tell y'all about that later. Anyway, I roll over. I look at the clock, y'all. Now, remember, I fell asleep about 9 p.m. I woke up so full of energy, so refreshed, feeling so good, so ready to get the day started. Guess what, man? It was only 11:15. Whoa. Stop the presses. Hold up. 11:15. I fell asleep about 9. I woke up so full of energy, so refreshed, so energetic. 2 hours. I had 2 hours of sleep. What's up with that? CBD was doing me right. Did me good. 2 hours. And guess what? Couldn't get back to sleep. I finally fell back asleep. Now, I get up about 6:45, right? That gives me enough time to, you know, get dressed and everything, grab me something to eat, and I leave the house about 7:45. It's only a mile away to my job, okay? From my house to my job is only a mile away. I ride my Jetson Bolt Pro, you know, since it's only a mile, right at a mile. So, yeah, it really is like 9/10 of a mile. But anyway, yeah, so it don't take me no time to get there. Man, I ended up falling back asleep about 5:47, got right back up at 6:45. Still energetic, still ready to go, still feeling good. Let me tell y'all, man, the CBD that I take was, I'm not saying I enjoy it, but it does me right. It does me good. I've tried many CBDs in the past to try to sleep, nothing. To try to numb the pain, nothing. These CBDs that I take works for me. Now, other people say it don't do anything for them. And like I said, it's just like finding the right fit for a pair of shoes. You may go get some Nikes. They may look good, but they don't fit properly, you know. You may go get Reebok. Look good, may not fit. Skechers, same thing. Then finally you go get some Adidas, some Adidas, and they fit. You know, every shoe ain't for every person, just like every CBD isn't for every person. You got to find the one that works for you and go for it, okay? But yeah, I got to tell you guys about what happened at work, all right? And I'm going to do that right after this here message. This brief message. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to pay the bills, man. Got to go pay the bills, all right? So I'll holler at you in a minute, all right? All right. People, this is so funny. I'm hanging out at one of my favorite spots, you know, over by the lighthouse on St. Thomas Island, and I'm chilling, and I'm on my phone on Instagram. Now, I'm parked in between two cars. The car to my right has an older Caucasian lady, and she's reading a book. The car to my left have two young Caucasian ladies, and they're listening to hip-hop, and it's kind of loud, kind of bassy, but not too loud. And they're on their phones. There was a group of Caucasian people walking by. They see me in the car, they hear the music, and they're looking at me with a look of disgust. But as they pass my car, they realize that I'm not listening to the hip-hop bassy stuff. It's the young Caucasian ladies to my left, and you should have looked. It's like their face dropped, you know, they're like kind of disappointed. That is that's funny. That is funny. Yeah. Oh, funny.
Okay. All right, Anchor, got a little joke for you. There's a there was this small town, and there was a bar in a small town, and the bartender had a little challenge for the patrons that come in, right? So he said, yeah, if I can't make you cry, then your drinks are free on me. So it's a couple comes up to the bar, and they accepted the challenge, and he says, knock knock, and they go, who's there? And he says, boo, and they say, boo hoo. So they lost the challenge. Okay, another couple comes up, same thing ensues, and he, you know, knock knock, who's there? Boo, boo hoo. So there was this black guy comes up, and he accepts the challenge. Bartender goes, knock knock. He goes, who's there? And he says, boo. And the black guy goes, who be boo? Who be boo? See, yeah, you know, that's, yeah. You know, ebonically speaking, whatever, man. Whatever. Don't judge me. It's funny, god dang it. You better be laughing. It's funny.
You're listening to Coffee Black Radio.
Anchor, anchorettes, we have a caller on the line. Caller, speak your mind.
Coffee Black, What's going on? Happy Wednesday. Let me get in the car here. Just completed my lunch. Gotta head back. Heard you talking about Starbucks, new drinks, etc., etc. I was just there yesterday, and I tried out the new blonde espresso. And it was pretty good. Because I usually, every once in a while, I'll have a shot of espresso, or a double shot. And I decided to try it, and it's a lot smoother than the regular espresso. So yeah, check it out. You know what I like to do when I go to Starbucks and I'm ordering a blonde? I also like the blonde roast. When I order the blonde roast, like a cup of coffee, I usually walk in and say, I'd like a tall blonde, please. I like the way that sounds. Just saying. Have a good day, man.
You are listening to the Coffee Black Show.
Hey, 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 yo, 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 people. Hey, I want to say thank you for stopping by and listening to the Coffee Black Show. Thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to spend a little bit of time with me. I appreciate you. I certainly do. Hope you come back and listen to the Coffee Black Show again. If this is your first time to the Coffee Black Show, why don't you hit that subscribe button if you are enjoying what you're listening to. And again, thank you for your love and support. And until next time, love, peace, and chicken grease. This is your host, R-E-G-G-I-E, and I be on this MIC. And I will holler at you later. If it's God's will, tune in next week and enjoy. Peace, y'all. I'm out of here.